What's up, After Buzzers? You're watching another episode of Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. We're talking The Bro Code Season 5, Episode 2. And you already know, we're trying to see what's up with Lyrica, Safari, A1 confronts Lyrica, and Brooke is spilling all the tea. We just trying to get a taste. So stay tuned right here. We're bringing all that to you and more.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Put your phone out, got a hit from angle. Put your phone out, snapping like you Fable. And you showing off, but it's all right.
Cannot go wrong with Drake.
Never.
We're trying to turn up in this episode. The bro code. Is it broken?
I think it was, y'all.
There's so much going on. It's lit this season. We got so much in store for you. We got news and gossip. Guess that bar. I'm your host in this conversation piece. And who do I have on the panel
yes,
with me?
Yes, back again. Happy Tuesday, everyone. I'm Kayla Renee.
And I'm DJ.
What's up, y'all?
A new panelist.
Oh, yeah, I am. Look,
welcome to the show, girl.
This is just like, it feels like home to me. I know. Like I've been here forever.
Yes. I know. It was crazy because a couple of viewers was like asking when we were going to get new people.
And see, we listen. We answer. Keep commenting. Keep liking. We respond to you guys.
Yes.
And we have a new panelist. So now you can see what's up with her.
Okay? We delivered. You asked and we delivered.
All right. So the show opens up with Lyrica performing. Mm-hmm. Do we think she's better than K. Michelle?
I like Lyrica.
I do. I've always liked Lyrica. Yeah. But I'm a little worried this season, though, because, you know.
You think she's going to get beat up? What's happening?
I don't know. I mean, maybe. And I don't know. Some scandalous stuff is going on, so she's losing some respect points.
Yeah. Ooh. Like, my overall thoughts on this episode was just like, ooh, child, it's so messy. It's all over the place. All these different storylines, I can't keep up.
Mm-hmm. It was a lot. It was a lot of meetups. I think this episode was definitely all over the place and just stretching that whole princess storyline is annoying. I know she's pregnant, so it's kind of like they can't do too much because they don't want to stress her out, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I'm over it.
But that Norwood meeting was intense.
We'll get into that. First, let's get into the girls meeting up.
Okay, so yeah, Lyrica's performance.
Yeah, so Brooke, Lyrica, and Princess. So basically, Lyrica, she's explaining what happened with her and K. Michelle. Uh-huh. And she gives Brooke a look like, girl, don't say nothing. Mm-hmm. Y'all saw that look?
She did, yeah. Because it was all on Brooke's face, too. Like, she was kind of confused. Like, oh, what? Exactly. But I don't know. They all, all of their little storylines are getting a little, like, it was a mess. Because, you know, Princess was talking about all of her stuff going on with Ray J. She hadn't seen Ray J in, like, 6 days. And then it was like Brooke knew a little tea about this whole Facebook Live interaction with Lyrica and Safari, so...
So do you think she was wrong for thinking that Brooke was her friend, or do you think Brooke is wrong for, like, carrying it?
I think Lyrica is kind of in the wrong for putting all the blame on Brooke, because it's not like Brooke went out and was just saying, oh, Lyrica's sleeping with Safari or anything like that. I think she's kind of overreacting. So, I mean, it's not like Brooke did that. So, I don't know.
I'm a little on the fence with that one, because when it's like, it was a casual pillow talk situation, because I think the only person, the other person who knew was like Marcus, and then like, you know, besides K. Michelle, because she mentioned it. But I'm like, I'm like DJ right now. I'm just like, Lyrica, you put yourself in that position anyway, though, sis. So
she's just
like,
trying to put the blame on somebody else, so she doesn't look like the bad person.
So also in that scene, so Ray J comes to check Princess. He's been gone for 6 days, but then he's like, we having this baby gender reveal. What's up? Like, when you get married, how much are we going to be taking for our man? Or is it just a different case when your guy is like a high profile celebrity?
First of all, he looked like he was gone for 6 days, but like, just the whole outfit and his whole face, he looked like bags was under his eyes and everything. But I'm like, no, we couldn't be married and I have a whole baby on the way and I ain't seen my man in 6 days. Something ain't right.
Seriously, yeah.
That's not enough. And then she talking about like he was in Vegas or something. Like, wait, you still in Vegas at the strip club, Ray J? Like, I thought you gave that up like 3 or 4 seasons
now
ago.
Now, you know, when you get married, you can't change a man. Just because you marry him doesn't mean he's going to want to get out the strip club. He still likes the strip club.
I was about to say, it's something between like Ray J and Bow Wow. Like, they cannot get on the strip club like whatsoever. And I don't know. I don't understand why. Especially if you got married. I feel like you have all of that at home now. But it's like,
Princess did used to strip, right?
I don't know.
But you also have to know that you can't stop doing what you did to get him also.
That's true.
Now, if you were stripping to get him.
But I'm like, I don't know if I was princess, like, if she not pregnant no more, but it's like, you know, throw a little strip pole in the house in the living room, sis. Is it something that you can take down at the end of the day that you, you know, you don't have the baby climbing? I was going to say that you don't want the baby climbing on it. But it's like, you know, throw something in the bedroom real quick to spice it up. Because it's like, clearly he going out to find something that's not being given to him at home. Mm. So it's like, I don't know. Hopefully they're married. I wish them all the best, though, because I don't know. I couldn't take it anymore. It was like, this was happening before they got married, and now it's, like, still happening. I don't know if it's a storyline or what, but it's like, if this is still happening, I don't know. Something needs to happen.
Yeah.
It's not a good sign at all. It's not a good sign. They've had so many problems since the beginning. I mean, even with the family getting involved now and all that, and then blasting it on social media, all their drama and everything, it's not looking good. So
remember she went to jail for him, too?
Yeah. I remember that. There's been so many instances, but I don't know. Marcus and A1 meet up, and it kind of gets put out there by Marcus that this wasn't the first time the K Michelle rumor that Safari trying to sleep with Lyrica came out.
Yeah.
So now A1 is like, what?
Mm-hmm. You know, he's looking everybody with a side eye, like, what?
You know, like, maybe this is true. He got to get to the bottom of this. What do you think? Do you think Marcus was messy, or was he right for telling A1?
I feel like he was right. At the same time, I'm like, I feel bad for A1 because he was so blindsided. Like, you can just tell that he's, like, hurting by this. Like, he's trying to go through the whole city of Hollywood and L.A. to find out, like, who knows what and, like, what exactly happened. Yeah, he's literally in them streets, like, trying to find out what happened by, like, his wife, though. But I don't know. I mean, Marcus, like, he was just being a good friend, though, because he was just like, bro, I don't mean to tell you, but I was like, this ain't the first time that I heard this rumor, though. So,
exactly.
I mean, he was looking out for him.
I think Marcus gossips like a girl. That's what I think.
He kind of do.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, if he did, he would have mentioned it a long time ago, though, because he did say, like, in passing, like, Brooke told Marcus, but then he was just like, oh, I thought it was just something, like, not that serious, but now that it was brought up again, he was just like, oh, yo, A1, this actually did happen. I did hear that. So, if multiple people are hearing the same thing, then, of course, A1 has every right to feel the way that he does.
Now, I don't understand how Marcus is engaged, but he don't know he engaged.
Like, wait, we're going to have to rewind it, because, at the beginning of at Lyrica's performance, she came up and was like, yes, I'm about to be married, y'all. I got this ring on, and it was like, how'd you get the ring? And she pretty much told the story of, like, Marcus came, and he tried to, like, propose to me at my mom's house, but it didn't really exactly happen like that, but I took the ring and put it on anyway, and now we're engaged. And it was like,
she absolutely teased it, because I was getting so excited. I was like, oh, he proposed. She's like, oh, no, I stole it. I'm like, what?
He did buy it for her, so does that count?
But he didn't get down on one knee and said, will you marry me? That doesn't count.
Whole situation is just weird, though, because I'm like, one, it's
he
like
was
if
still
you leave,
married.
Yeah, I'm like, one, he like, oh, did we ever find that out, like, if his papers were, like, finalized with that whole thing last season? Yeah, I didn't either. And then on top of that, if you're at my mom's house telling my mom, like, you want to marry me or whatever, and the ring is just sitting there, I think the ring is mine. You know what I mean? I'm going to put it on, like, whether you asked or
you
not.
You can take it, though. Come
I don't
on.
Know.
But, like, I need the whole experience. I need you on your knee. Exactly. I need you to ask for my hand and then kiss my hand after.
My whole thing is, like, I would have took the ring, but I wouldn't really go around being like, we're engaged. Because it's like, if I didn't have that whole spark and he's like, will you marry me? If that question was never asked, I'm not going to go around saying we're engaged.
So how are you going to ever get that if you took the ring and it's already on? Then how is he going to get on the knee?
That's up to the man. He's going to have to come back in. Like, I didn't already seen the ring. Like, the surprise is halfway ruined now. But it's
you
like,
ruined it by taking the ring. Yeah, I don't know.
It's not going to be the same. If he actually does get down on one knee, it's like,
I don't know. Because, that is kind of true, though. Because it's like, we don't really know if she's seen the ring or if he kind of just had it in his pocket and, like, the mom only knew about it. And then she
ended
up... So
how did she get it? She saw it.
I'm like, I don't know. If anybody knows, let us know.
Please, I'm confused. Please comment, like, subscribe, and also tune in to all the podcasts that we have going on in AfterBuzz.
Yes, AfterBuzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channels, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For yes. now. Exactly. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for tuning in on iTunes as well. If you like us, give us a 5-star and yes. like, comment, and subscribe on YouTube. Thank you guys so much. So
definitely.
Oh, man.
No one's in our live chat right now, but we'll keep that up and okay. see if anybody comes in just a few minutes.
Someone in my live on Instagram says she took the ring from him while she was showing it off to her mother. That's what happened. Oh. So she was showing it to her mother, and so she just kept it. So,
but see, that's even weird too, though, because it's like, why would you show me the ring if he wasn't ready to propose yet?
What? Just be like, if he brought him on the trip, I think he was ready. She's just being a little too pushy. You can't force him.
She definitely forcing it. Like. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get into Apple Watts Lyrica meetup. I think that was, you know, a nice. Way to come about, you know, to squash the beef. I feel like Apple is a genuine person. Yeah. I feel like I don't like her referencing herself in third person. It's kind of weird to me.
Yeah, that is
like,
weird.
It's Apple Watts.
That's annoying.
Okay, girl. Like,
okay, who's Apple Watts? All right. Next.
I don't know.
Delusion. That whole thing, yeah. I mean, it was a little mess, but I feel like it was a little professional more. Because, like, how many people have done that? Like, it would be totally different if it was, like, you know, Jasmine going up to Kirk, like, mm-hmm. on a professional thing with Rashida at the table or whatever. You know what I mean? So many different, like, storylines that this could have been flipped or whatever. But I feel like she was the only one that kept it professional. Like,
yeah.
let me go at least speak to his wife and see if this is okay
yeah.
that I want to work with her, man.
And she glowed up, too. Like, she got a weave together.
Yeah.
She looks better. She looks
I hate
good.
Those chest tats, so I don't know what it is about, like, women with chest tattoos.
Does she have, like, tattoos me. On her head or something?
Yeah,
like
she's,
that?
Yeah. she's real tatted. She's yeah. real tatted. She's no, real
but
tatted.
But I do have respect for her, though. I do like the fact that she came yeah. up and met up with Lyrica and asked for, like, permission, like, yeah. out of respect, so.
Yeah, hustle is real admirable.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And she also, when she saw it getting messy, she was like, I'm out, deuces. Yeah. Like, I'm like her. Like, you know, trying to get
in
involved.
In two different exactly. situations. Like, exactly. it was that one and the one where he was, like, having his video shoot with Ray J. She was like, let me just excuse myself.
Exactly. So, yeah. She's trying to get to mm-hmm. to the hits. Mm-hmm. And that's what we need. Who has the song out on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood right now? Anybody?
If any of you know Love.
Yeah. I mean, I think Lyrica had something that was on the charts, supposedly. And
I didn't honestly hear it, but I'll have to go back and listen to it.
Was it that song she sang in the beginning?
I don't know if that's on iTunes or not, though.
We gotta find that song. Maybe we'll come into that one next episode. Maybe. I gotta listen to it again. Let us know if you like that song. Also in the comments, Lyrica, what was it called? Do we know what the name of it is?
If It Don't Make Dollars.
Oh, yeah, It Don't Make Sense. Yeah, okay. Like that. It was actually like kind of catchy at the beginning. I was like, okay, hey.
Even Princess was thinking of me. If It Don't Make Dollars, It Makes Sense.
If you like that song, make sure to comment. We're going to get into a game of Guess That Bar. I'm so ready for this. This is my favorite
Speaking
part of
our comments real quick, we have somebody who actually came in who goes by Hero E. He said his heart went out for Apple when she talked about her selling her body. Mm. It made him look at her a little differently. Yeah, yeah, that's actually kind of true, because she actually did mention that, saying that she was like tired of doing drugs and mm-hmm. drinking liquor and selling her body and stuff pretty much to just make it. But I don't know, these struggles, like, the struggle is real out here, sis. Like,
I mean, it's a choice.
It really is a choice.
We've all struggled. I mean, I don't necessarily, you know, judge people, but
I don't either, because, shoot, when I was in college, like, I swear I was, like, this close, like, Arthur Hand, like, this close, like,
to stripping?
I don't know, like, to doing something. I was ready for the quick money. I didn't know what it was going to be, but I definitely had some thoughts, like, is it worth it? But no, look at me now.
I feel like her intentions were definitely good. It's for her kids, her family. Yeah. She's got kids to support, so.
It's always the ones who kind of have, like, kids early who always kind of are, like,
yeah. well, you got to do whatever for your
that
kids.
Quick money. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I couldn't even relate, so.
Yeah, so let's get into Guess That Bar. Are y'all ready for this?
Shout out to my cousin Dana. Hi, Dana. Hi, cousin.
Where is she at?
She's in our live chat.
Oh, hey, girl. You ready for Guess That Bar?
Yes, let's play this game.
Yes, I'm ready.
Can I get the drop? Take that.
First time playing.
Can I get,
let's go.
Oh, I know. Look, they've been slipping on this. They've been slipping on your sound effects lately,
I know.
Though.
I need my sound effects, but it's okay. We're going to get right into it. How can you grant your woman access to your villa, trespasser and a witness while you cling to your pillow? You better watch your back before she turns into a killer. Let's review the situation that you got caught up in. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If she say at night, convince her to say it's a day.
Who the hell is
is that Cardi B?
No.
Why am I thinking this is like Monica? Like, it's is this like so Monica. Gone? Hold on, wait. Like, no. Who is this?
It's a reggae song.
Oh.
I'm all trying to look at the screen. Look.
It's not up there. But she caught me red-handed, creeping in the bedroom.
Oh, wow. It wasn't like, me. Was that Shaggy? Oh, yeah. Shaggy wow. Head. Wow. I would have, yeah, that one was up
there. Can
in
we
my
get
head.
That?
Hey.
Hey. It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
I think Lyrica wants to sing that remix, okay? It wasn't her.
She wasn't caught red-handed.
Okay, so the next song is Yeah, They Hatin' But They Broke Though.
And when this is Young and May. Yeah. Hey, yeah, hey, but they broke though. Hey.
She got one line out. And she was like,
I feel all confident now. Like,
right?
You got this. I usually get like one. I'm like one out of like the three. I'll usually get like a good one.
I had to pick ooh because I was just like, ooh, girl, you about to get caught up there. My bad, girl.
I wonder what nickname she got for. I wonder what nickname she got for Safari. Like,
woo. All right, so the last chance you got, DJ.
You gotta
compete now. All right, this is an easy one. There she go, talking her mess all around town, trying to make me stress. I need to get this off my chest, and if her friend wants something, then she'll be next. It ain't really that complicated. Y'all walk around looking real frustrated. Want some Plex? Come on, let's make it.
Is this
y'all
girl fight? It?
Yeah.
Hey!
That. Oh
taking it back to Brooke's first single. Hey.
You won. You won.
You lost. I'm sorry, girl, but you got another couple episodes to go.
Yes, I got another.
Just getting the band pass.
All right, give me a high five. You won.
Yes.
You got to get a prize. Somebody was talking about us last time. We'll have prizes. We're going to have some next week, okay? We're going
to
have some.
The prize is that we get to be here every week delivering all of this goodness to you guys.
You're welcome.
Thanks for watching.
All right. So, guys, guess that bar. Thank you guys so much for participating in that. And in the comments, let us know what you thought about that.
Hero also, just said, LOL. He's laughing at us.
Oh, okay. So, let's get into this A1 video shoot. He was all in his feelings.
He's so in his feelings. No,
is he a Cancer? Why he's so emotional?
I wonder. He has to be. But yeah. I don't know, because I haven't seen anything like on Instagram about like latest birthdays, because I'm like, we're kind of getting out of Cancer season.
No, it's
I'm
Leo
like,
now. It's Leo.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, we're going into our Leo. So I'm like, I don't know. I haven't seen anything about his birthday passing.
He's just emotional with that nail polish.
I don't know. Look, I can't argue with somebody wearing nail polish either, though. But
that's why they call you sis.
He giving me real Ty Dolla Sign vibes. I'm like, we can't have two Dolla Sign. Yes, Ty Dolla Sign's nails is black too, y'all.
So what does that mean? You're a rock star?
It does give me rock star vibes, but I'm like, we can't
there's
have
some, like,
two
edginess to it. You know, it when I see black nail polish, like, I'm thinking, okay.
So as long as it's black and not pink.
It's just like, okay, yeah.
Or right. White, it has to be black, and it's okay.
I don't even know. To be honest, I think if my man was, like, having manicured nails, a cool clear would be nice. Like,
yeah, clear, yeah.
I don't need us
but
in there looking at.
But if he's trying to be
at
different, is black okay, but not white?
White for sure, no. Because we can't, like, your nails can't be matching my toes. Like, that's just out, period. No. But I don't know, because it's like, you know, in the nail shop, we can't be all looking at the same little gel colors and stuff. Choosing.
Yeah, okay, that's it.
Honey, what color should I choose today? And then he asking me, too, like, babe, what color should I get? Like, okay.
No, like, yeah. His nails did look gel. Like,
don't they look real glossy and manicured? Yeah.
Like he painted them himself. He definitely
him and Lyrica sit up at the nail shop together.
So let's talk about this. Why is Lyrica so mad? Because she
did something. I'm strongly believe she did something.
I agree with DJ. I'm a firm believer of, like, if somebody's guilty and they're, like, super mad and irate, you hiding something. Like, clearly there's something behind those walls. Because it's like, if somebody was lying, I'd be the one sitting back like, hot, like, what? Exactly. Go through the phone. Look, here's my DMs, whatever. Oh, like, you ain't going to find nothing.
She deleted. Exactly.
So, something that
was like, why did you delete it? I'm like,
that's weird how he, like, opened it, but it was, like, the message, and then he was just like, there's no messages. Like, how are they deleted? You know what I mean? But it's like, if you delete the whole thread, a Safari, like, inbox thing shouldn't even be up there, should it? You know what I mean?
It'll,
like,
it'll still open up, but it won't have any messages, so then...
Yeah, it was like, all the bubbles are empty type of thing. Like,
yeah, she deleted them.
Lyrica, what you hiding?
I think after K-Michelle mentioned something, she probably deleted it right away. Right after that conversation.
She's smart, though. Don't leave no evidence, girl. Get out of that.
I don't know. It's just word of mouth at this point. Like, we have to see next episode because A1 confronted Safari on that one. Like,
We're going to talk about that in the predictions. But Donatella, this random event planner girl.
I didn't even know they renegotiated Donatella's
She came out of nowhere.
Contract. Like, she back
they
again.
They needed somebody just a filler person.
Like an event planner type of person. I'm like, y'all could have called me. But right. I could have threw an event exactly. together real fast. Like,
when y'all gonna call us, sis? call us. We here.
But yeah, I'm like, that whole situation, because that kind of segued into Brooke talking about she's seen some chocolate across the room, and ended up being her pretend man, Marcus. I don't know what type of situation they got going on anywhere.
She giving me stalker vibes, because she's like, all him.
It's real stalker, like, real clingy, like, I'm like, sis, you kind of scary at this point.
Right, but then you don't want to give up the cookies, and then you're like, go get you some, but then you mad. He said he was on a hot date.
Yeah,
exactly. Why is she getting mad if, like, she's giving him, like, the permission to do whatever he wants? Like, I mean, and the thing, she's like, she's playing stupid, like, oh, who is she? Like, obviously, it's new boo.
And then trying,
like,
to run off the girl.
Yeah, the funny thing about it is, I didn't know that she told Marcus to go soil his royal oats. Like, tell no man that. I know, I'm like, what is it coming to America reference? But it's like, everybody knows that kind of means, like, go out and do whatever you want to do type of thing. Yeah. So it's like, since you can't get mad that he was on a whole date.
Exactly.
I don't know what to tell you anymore. Like, that's not your man. Like, your man is my man. Like, 9 to 5 and you the weekend. Like, I don't know.
See, if I was okay with that, I would never give my guy permission. I would never tell him that. I would just keep that to myself.
There's no room and nothing. It's either we together or we not.
Right, because once you open that door, it's hard to, even when he's, like, ready to come in and ready to give you that ring and get on his knee, it's like you already opened up the door to have this relationship this way, so going backwards is gonna be hard for him to get out of that habit.
Yeah, I feel like he would cheat.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. He's not gonna want to stop. It's Pandora's box. Once you open it,
for sure,
can't close it.
It's a mess.
Oh, that whole relationship's a mess. Oh my gosh.
I felt so bad for that girl though. Like, she was so embarrassed. Like, Marcus put her in such an embarrassing position. Like,
the other girl?
Yeah. Was her name Stasia or something like that or whatever? But I'm just like, that was so embarrassing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. She may come in like another episode or whatever.
She wasn't turned up enough.
She looked like she wanted to cry. Like, I felt bad for her. Send her home with a little lunchbox, a little Lunchable, and a Capri Sun.
Right, because
she was so sad. Like, are you serious? A ring, Marcus? Like, okay, girl, go home, go home, go home. Like, she doesn't even go here, like, now. Like, you can just tell. It was so awkward for her. I was so bad. I was just, my heart goes out to her. God bless you, sis, because that couldn't be me now.
I really feel bad for A1, and, you know, him and Ray J, they bonded, and Safari bonded over sperm bank test. And so now it's like the bro code is... It's going downhill. It's like the creep squad, you know, went away. Now, I don't even know what their squad would be called.
They're just called the bros. Like,
they boring. They need a better name.
They just stay at the strip club. It's like they don't have nothing else. Like,
strip club veterans. That's their name.
Strip club squad.
Yes, I like that.
Stripper squad. The stripper. I don't know. We'll have to think about that. Or our viewers, like, if you guys have a name for what this trio should be called, let us know in our comments.
I don't know. It might not be a trio anymore. They might have broken up. And I think it's you know, it's only right because Safari, if he did that, that's wrong. That's
my Safari stop. Looks so guilty, though, but I don't know. I'm still trying to be convinced if this is a storyline.
They both look so guilty, Safari and Lyrica.
Don't like,
they did something
guilty. Hero is back in our live chat. So he's saying, Brick is beautiful. Yes, I definitely agree. He said, going back to the nail polish, some men wear nail polish to honor someone who is going through cancer. In this case, A1 is making a fashion statement. Okay. That's actually different. I didn't even know about that.
I did not have, like, know a whole that. Cancer we learn something new every day, guys. Oh, yes.
Dana Aiken says she was looking real guilty. Yeah, I definitely agree that Lyrica is super guilty. Mm-hmm. Hero came back to say Lyrica did something. He can't blame her, though, and A1 is a little weird to him. If he was her, he would have walked right back out of the door, and then Safari did something. He seems uncharacteristically apathetic to A1's feelings. Mm. I get that.
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into this Kate Michelle in Paris. So they're trying to patch things up. It wasn't a lot of money that was taken. So
this $50 argument, yeah. Over it. I was like, I was
is
through with that.
Is Michelle too petty or what?
She's definitely petty, yeah. And overdramatic. I was not here for her crocodile tears. Mm-hmm. I seen right through that. That was not genuine at all. Because it looked like Paris wanted to cry, but then something in her was just like, nah, I'm not finna cry. But it's like,
Paris was not buying it at
she
all.
She wasn't either. I wasn't either. I could see right through that. Like, hey, you were my sister. That, like, no, come on. Mm-hmm. No. Kimberly. No.
Those are the kind of friends you don't even want. It's like, you always got some drama with you. Like,
always.
I mean, do you even want to reconcile after that? Because, like, if we get into it and the first thing you do is jump online and slander me, and now people calling me a thief over $50 or over something that really was a misunderstanding.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. Yeah.
Right, that's not cool.
That's like defamation of character too. Like, you out here making me look like a fraud when I'm really not.
Exactly.
I mean? Especially if she's calling her little sister too. Like, if I was my big sister, little sister, I don't think you'd be treating me like that over $50.
Right, you can't be saying stuff like that about people on a platform when you have millions of followers, yeah. And you, like, ruining people's character. That's not
basically
cool.
Not a real friend.
My biggest exactly. question, my biggest question was the fact that Kay Michelle was like, she spent my hard-earned money that I was working hard for.
$50.
Sis, how much money do you have if $50 was super detrimental to your bank account? Like, I'm confused.
She still thinks she back home in Memphis.
I don't know.
She's real. I just think she's real petty and bitter, and she holds on to a lot of hurt.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think she lashes out on people because she was like, when she was in the hospital, no one was there. But sis, you're running everyone off with this, you know, way that you are handling conflict. You can't go online talking bad about people, spilling secrets, doing all these negative things, and then think people are going to be there for you, even if you are on your deathbed. People are like, you know, she wasn't there for me in life. So, you know, they can't be down for you.
She's been burning bridges for a while. Yeah, and then it's like, you can't live in a glass house throwing stones either.
Exactly. But I think A1 told her best, like, nobody's messing with her anymore.
Exactly. Calling her bro. Like, they was calling each other bro and sis back and forth. Yeah. That was a hot mess.
Yeah.
But that even goes back to, remember when Kay Michelle was trying to explain her situation to Rashida about Memphis, and she was dating him, and she was like, Rashida, those things happened to me. Like, she clearly cannot let go of anything. So, we'll see.
Yeah, and it makes us even wonder, is it true? Because it's like the way that you take things and over exaggerate it, is that really what happened? Mm-hmm. Because what you're saying is, oh, Paris is a thief, but really she just, you know, had an app on her phone and pressed send and an Uber came. Like,
you really shouldn't be mad at that, only because it was like, if that was your assistant, your, like, credit card was already linked to the Uber account. You know what I mean? So it's like, if I'm going to get you some groceries or some little snacks from 7-Eleven, and I'm like, let me call the Uber, and I just automatically be like, okay, set location, pick up, whatever. I'm not thinking like, oh, I need to put in my credit card. It's already set. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm like, okay, but $50? Like, you could have called her on the side. Like, hey, can I get that back, or, you know what I mean? Can we work on a payment plan? You know what I mean? Like, work on a payment plan? Like, you really call her a thief.
How did you handle the conflict? Did you even call her and say, hey, sis, what happened? Or did you automatically go on Instagram and say, this girl's a thief?
Yeah. Clearly, she was Instagram, but we'll have to see. Like,
eventually. Well, we don't know if she called first. We don't know if she called first. So, Kay Michelle and Paris, they look like they're going to be friends again. So
we'll have to see it throughout this season, because I feel like something else is going to come up there where she's going to be like, is this what you said? And they're going to go back to fighting, but we'll see.
So, the gender reveal party, it was pretty nice event until Princess... had to, you know, say something to Brandy and the mom, and you know how that goes.
That was a Norwood reveal party. Not even a gender. Like, the gender was real quick. Boop, it was pink. We all knew. And then it was like, back to the Norwoods, because that was, like, the whole show in itself.
Now, you know when Brandy make an appearance, they not playing.
Okay.
Yeah. About their image, okay? They need their image to be intact, princess.
So and the daddy. Look, the daddy was in the background, so you don't ever see their dad. Like, you don't ever see Papa Norwood.
We need the image, princess. Yeah. Stay off of Instagram, girl. Yeah.
That was rough, though, because she was throwing, like, darts, like, hitting below the belt, left and right, jabs. Mm-hmm. I was like, whoo, princess.
Exactly.
Like, talking to somebody mama like that and a sister? Oh, my God. Like,
seriously.
Like, she lucky she not pregnant, because I feel like if the cameras wasn't there, Brandy probably would have popped her in her mouth. Like, telling me I can only keep a man for 3 months. Like, whoo, I was like, oh, my God.
I'm surprised Brandy let that go. She just
like, I am, too. She gave her a hug, like, I wish you the best.
Oh, Brandy know about that image. Now, she wasn't playing when she said that. She said, we need the image together.
Yes.
Princess was just like, oh, she acts all nice on camera, but behind cameras, she's like blowing up her phone. She was like, probably did that after that.
Oh, you know she did. Oh, you know, she probably went on her at the door, like, oh, what you say, sis? Yeah.
And I was dying when Paris was like, not Cinderella. Like, I'm not here for Paris's Moesha, Brandy, Cinderella references every episode. I'm like, I wonder what she gonna say next. Like, because I'm like, you can't be out here
calling now Brandy. Now she knows she want to be Brandy's assistant. She better quit playing.
I know.
Lord.
She's a mess. But yeah, that was, whoo, I don't know. Because I'm like.
Princess got a mouth on her.
Don't she? Mm. Talking about how they was raised and, like, all type of stuff. Like, oop, were you? I was like, ooh, Laura, mama gonna reach back and pop you.
Now, you know Mama Norwood, she gonna go there.
You know she got cast out and had to sign an NDA, all type of stuff after that. Like, we're not gonna have this again, princess. Do you understand me? That's probably that conversation, like, real strict, like, real momager, because that was a mess.
I don't know if I could deal with Ray J and his family. What you think?
It kind of depends, though, because it's like, that's a childhood family, though. So it's like, they've all been in the limelight since, like, what, Brandy was, like, 12, maybe younger, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And Ray J been in the spotlight ever since we knew he was Brandy's little brother. So it's like, that whole family, it goes back, like, at least 20-something, 25 years, maybe 30 years of, like, being in the entertainment industry. So it's like, if you kind of taken down that legacy already, yeah, you gotta go. We gotta remove that infestation, and it's you, sis. So I don't know.
You messed up the image, princess. We
okay,
gonna tell
you
again.
Okay, I feel bad, though. So I'm like, I don't
Mama
know.
Mama Norwood is not playing with you. She might be nice on camera, but watch your back, girl.
No, I want to know how their family dynamic is, like, outside of cameras. Like, is it really that bad?
You don't have to have y'all, like, come to the show.
I know,
Papa Norwood, Mama Norwood, Ray J,
princess,
everybody.
Yes.
Everybody. Bring the little one, too. The Lyrica and Brooke meet up. Once again, Lyrica's livid.
Crashed the baby shower.
She's
the baby
livid.
Why would you crash the baby shower, though? Was that necessary? Like, really? She couldn't wait, like, till the party was done, like, when they were all leaving.
You know the Love and Hip Hop cast don't ever care what event they at. Like, you got Jasmine at the album release and the, the show.
She came all the way to Texas. Yes, like, so they about to
deliver the news, yeah.
So, why, you know, she was so mad. A1... we found out was not giving her the D. So, I mean, if he's not giving her the D, is she okay, you know, okay for her to go seek it elsewhere?
No.
Not if you married.
Exactly.
Like, not if you married. Come on.
If he's withholding from you, he's withholding you from.
You married the man. Like, I don't know. What happened from, was you getting it before, or was it kind of scarce before y'all got married and it got worse? Or
what
was
kind
it
of
like,
relationship is that where you're not getting it in at least 3 times a week?
How do y'all live together? Like, y'all sleeping in the same bed just like that?
The real question is, why you not dropping it off, A1? What's.
He got a high sperm count, so. Exactly. I don't know.
He had the highest, right?
Yeah, he did. Look, he did.
Because
highest,
he's not dropping it off. He's keeping it to himself. We need you to
he's
let
a little
it go.
Backed up. It's
we
all
need
right.
You to let it loose, bro. Let it go, sis.
Maybe they just spend more time doing nails more than it is anything else. I don't know.
Stop going to the nail shop and go to the hustler store and get you some toys.
You need some motivation. I don't know. But Lyrica's bomb, though. So I'm like, I don't know. Like. They need to explain that.
There's no sexual attraction there, it looks like. Because I don't see the interaction with them where it's all lovey-dovey.
I kind of don't see it either.
Yeah.
I see them, like, holding hands every once in a while at an event or something like that. But, yeah, I don't see him, like, all over her.
But they've been together for like a while. I feel like after a long while, it kind of just...
They're like over it. Especially because their mamas hate each other too. So oh, it's like... True.
Yeah, maybe it's probably just mama lived there. They can't get it in.
You oh my god, they mom. Yeah. Oh, I forgot the mom lived there.
So you can't even really get it in how you want to.
That is, yeah, like if your mama living there, that's embarrassing.
Blame it on the mama.
Let's hope.
Mama got to go. We got to at least have a pool house or something for mama. I don't know.
But yeah, that kind of goes back to the same thing because it was like, Brooke was like, why are you so mad? Like, why are you coming here like super angry if it was never true? But she was like, be real. Like, at that Facebook thing, y'all were being a little flirty, and you was kind of trying to pop that thing out or whatever. And she was like, he was flirting with you too, but she was like, nah, I didn't take it that far. You was the one who did. And
you
she
went
was like, what? Flipping tables and stuff. I was like, oh, okay.
You went out the fire. She did something. Really did. I know she did something.
You did something. You wouldn't be so mad. So let's get into this news and gossip.
Yes. Like, we got more people in our live chat too. Yes, our tea report, you guys. So our first article, let's go ahead and start with this Lyrica and Safari issue that's actually still getting worse on the internet, y'all. So a lot of people, a lot of fans, this is according to Bossip.com, a lot of fans are actually out here thinking that Lyrica accidentally admitted to probably doing something with Safari after saying that she deleted those text messages.
How did she accidentally do that?
I don't learn.
Did she accidentally tweet something?
Because I think sometimes it's a little iffy if you like she's like, oh, I don't save text messages, but it's like,
girl, bye.
If your man are if your man knows that like how you are with your phone and stuff like that, and he's just like, out of all these messages, Safari's the only one that's deleted, that does look a little fishy. Yeah. So
there could come clean, girl.
No, we'll have to see about that one. Another keeping it all loving hip-hop franchise. So Stevie J was in the news, y'all.
Oh, no.
First
surprise.
Of all, I don't know if many people have noticed that he didn't actually got married to Faith Evans. This was just like threw me for a loop a couple weeks ago.
Where did it come from?
What?
Yeah, supposedly they went to Vegas and eloped, y'all. We don't know if this is a storyline for next season, if it's like a thing, because they're coming out with a dual album type of thing. Mm-hmm. So we don't know if it's that or if it's real, but they've been all over the internet together, y'all.
I think it's real, because they've been knowing each other for a long time.
They have, especially since Biggie, so I'm like, I don't know. But y'all, he is in the news for reportedly haven't paid his taxes in the last 3 years, y'all. So he's like thousands of dollars in debt.
Now, why would Faith marry into that?
Look, see, and he got a bunch of kids and a whole bunch of back child support still that's not paid, so.
Sis, watch your bank account.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh my goodness. Next, this was in the news that Safari's, when he got robbed, this is according to TMZ, when he was robbed back in April, supposedly the armed robbers, look at that picture.
Ooh,
you know.
Supposedly
these armed robbers, used GPS to track down Safari. So
where was the GPS at?
I don't know, his car or his phone. So I'm like, this had to be an inside job, clearly. Because I don't know. I feel like that's like an iPhone thing. You know how like you got to find my iPhone, or if like your friends have your thing, you can have like a share my location type of situation.
They probably dropped their phone in his car and used that to find my iPhone.
Look, something.
Safari, watch the company.
You was set up. Yeah, I was going to say, you was definitely set up. So yeah, that's a little interesting. And so our last article, according to VH1, y'all, I don't know, a lot of people, if you guys seen last night's episode, at the end, according to like next week's what's coming up, Brooke kind of went to Marcus to confess that she was like, she had a doctor's appointment and pretty much found something out. So y'all, that actually came out that Brooke is actually battling like some breast issues. So hopefully that's not breast cancer or anything, but we're going to wish her the best on that one and hope that.
My heart goes out to
you. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So yeah, that's pretty much for all our tea and news this week.
Awesome. So that is a lot of news and gossip. Yeah. Thanks for that information. Let's get into some predictions and find out what is gonna happen next next week's episode.
I'm already predicting A1 and Safari gonna fight.
I don't think a lick gonna get.
It probably ain't because security came in real fast, but we'll see. Because I was like, A1 kind of hopped over that Honda Accord real fast. So I was like, "Woo!" He was like, "What you tucking them chains in for?" And was like, "Ready." So
he took out stuff out his pocket. So far, I was like, "What you taking stuff out your pocket for?"
I appreciate A1 though, because it's like, if my man don't fight for me like that, I don't want him.
Yeah, he has every right to feel and do what he does.
Are you supposed to fight after she did it to you though? Like, I could see if he was like dishonoring her or disrespecting her.
I don't know. We'll have to see if it comes out, because I mean, if this is the whole false information thing, like, yeah, my man stepping up to me, we're gonna have to check everybody in the city, because that's like K-Michelle, Brooke and Marcus and Safari, like, I'm gonna have to come for all four of y'all for even making up something and like putting my marriage in jeopardy, you know right. what I mean? But it's like, yeah. if yeah. it do come out that something actually did happen, I feel bad for A1.
Yeah.
I really do feel bad mm-hmm. for him, but I predict several fights are going to happen next week.
Yeah, definitely between Brooke and Lyrica.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm some hands are going to be thrown. Okay, yeah.
So what is your prediction?
Brooke is probably going to get her butt whipped. And I'm scared for her.
Ooh, you think it's going to be Brooke? Girl fight? Look.
Or Kay Michelle. I think Kay Michelle deserves it more.
Oh, absolutely. But I don't know. The way it was looking, her flipping the table over, I don't know.
I don't know. I predict that we're finally going to get the truth. Safari's going to let it go. That I think something happened. I don't know if it was just, I think it was just like sexting. I don't think they actually went all the way.
Yeah, I'm thinking he just kind of sent her a little eggplant picture and she was just kind of like probably feeding into it like, looks nice. Or
sent a peach or something.
I think they were going to. I just think it never got that far. I think they were going to. It never got that far and it was, the intention was to actually go through it.
Look, I really hope not because I like Lyrica. So I'm like, since you can't be messing with the homies though, like even if you and your man going through something, like, don't ever go to the
friends. We've all
like,
seen the picture of Safari, so. And your man not giving you any. I don't blame her. I'm sorry. Mm-mm. I might have to. It's never mind. Code. I'm not going to get that on air.
Let's go ahead and shout out a couple of people. Like, our, like, live chat got, like, real popping after a while. So, yeah, Hero is still in here pretty much saying, like, the Norwoods were a hot mess. Sky Patterson, shout out to Sky, said thanks, Kay Michelle, her attitude is piss poor. She's very talented and a passionate artist, but, yeah, her attitude was a mess. Dawn Fan Forever said Brandy pretended to be married when she had her daughter. Ooh, I didn't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a couple of people in here. Brooke didn't flinch at all. Sky said he missed Masika. Brooke, she's so pretty but so messy. Yeah, it's a lot. We all wish Brooke the best, definitely. Sky said A1 Steakhouse, I can't deal with him. He fights Safari twice. Jay Lamar said Safari did it, whatever he did.
What's
he did
good,
that.
Jay Lamar?
Yeah, shout out to Jay.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. This episode is about done.
Yes.
We got all into it and we're going to bring you more next week. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Peace.
Yes.
And you can find me on Instagram. I was about to just toss it away, but you can find me on Instagram at Conversation Peace, or you can tweet me at MISS Convo, PIECE, Miss Convo Peace.
Yes, thank you guys so much for joining us today. I'm Kayla Renee. You can find me on IG at @_KaylaRenee.
And I'm DJ. Thank you guys so much for my first show with you guys.
Yes,
and you
yes. Can find welcome me. To the show, girl.
Thank you. And you can find me on IG at DJENANEBEA. I will change how to make it shorter.
Her name should just be two syllables.
Elemental
I mean, two letters, right? Two letters. Two consonants.
The whole alphabet.
All right, bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.